Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Jason McElwain from Rochester, New York. 14 years ago, he scored 20 points in the final 4 minutes of a high school boys basketball game. But that's just the beginning of his story. Take us back to 2006. What happens next?
So I get subbed in the game with 4:19 left in the game in February 15th of 2006. And everyone's going nuts. First shot in the corner, I get, I airball it. And then with 3:12 left, I hit my first three. And then I hit another two more in a row and then missed one. And I hit three more in a row and I scored 20 points in 4 minutes with 6 3-point shots.
So you're playing Spencerport. Did they figure out maybe they should probably guard you?
A lot of the shots I shot were pretty much wide open.
What's going, I mean, I played basketball, and we all have our hot streaks, but I have never seen a kid go off like that. What's going through your head?
Well, in that juncture, I was just, what was going through me was, it was one of those games where any shot I shot that night was going to go in. It was like a big old juice bucket.
Yeah. Like throwing a penny in the ocean.
Yeah.
You were diagnosed with
autism at the age of three.
At the age of three. So were you highly functioning?
Well, I didn't speak till I was 7 years old.
So were you expecting to go into that game that night?
My senior year, coach said he wants to give me a senior gift by letting me suit up on senior night. And he goes, I can't promise any playing time.
The game of your life, and of course ESPN did a series on that, and you won an ESPY award in 2006. For a while there, if you were following sports, you were in the spotlight. You were the headline story for much of 2006. How did you personally handle the instant fame?
Well, the biggest thing that I, the biggest message that I kept hearing was always give back to your community. And now I'm a grief bus attendant for my own school district. I coached for 16 years, and to give back to our community, it gave to me. And to give back to give the game back and to give sports back to inspire the youth. And then when I met Kobe Bryant back in 2006 at the ESPYs, a miracle won the ESPY over him. He said, once you hit success, you try to make more success out of it.
So you were able to meet a lot of famous people, not just in sports, but in politics. Former President Bush. You mentioned Kobe Bryant, the late Kobe Bryant. Is there anyone in particular of all the people you met?
Nobody knows this, but I've met not just President Bush. I've met our current president, Donald Trump, before he became president. And he's one of my favorite guys I've ever met.
Why do you say that?
He was really nice to me. He cares about kids with disabilities. He's a very honest with you, straightforward. He was just a blessing to meet. He said that was one of his most inspiring moments was watching my game. And I was like, wow.
You fast forward to this past summer, and this has been a unique year, to say the least, with the pandemic shutting down our lives. A lot of kids going through deep depression, high school sports for a lot of kids put on hold, and just a lot of things happening. But this past summer, you became a born-again Christian. Share with our listeners how that happened.
During back in March when everything started, I lost pretty much all my whole livelihood of coaching, and I was just missing the interaction with kids and working every day. I was going through a rough time because there's so many people right now that are living in fear instead of faith. And my pastor asked me one day, have you ever asked Jesus to save you personally? And my answer to that was no. And I went through the whole process, and May 31st, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and then I was rebaptized as a born-again Christian on June 28th of this year.
What was that feeling like?
It was the best decision I've ever made in my entire life.
Better feeling than scoring 20 points in 4 minutes?
Absolutely.
You've got a fascinating story, J-Mac, and I love going back and watching that game again. Do you still play basketball today?
I coach basketball, and I'm a skills trainer as well. I just got out of the gym working out 2 kids.
What's your message to that young person right now? The days that we are living in, they see no hope. What's your message to that kid right now?
God is in control. You never give up. You never fail. Greatness is earned, not given. The harder you work, the luckier you get. Attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth catching?
Jason McElwain from Rochester, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.